Awareness of breath experience. So if you haven't already used the awareness of body exercise, then it's advisable to go back, do this exercise first. With all practice, you need to establish good posture. So we begin by just checking that most of the lower body is in contact with the ground, cushion, chair. Looking for this quality of stability. Sense of being grounded. Hips tilted slightly forwards, allowing the spine to follow its natural curve up towards the sky. Hands fully supported. Should mean that there's no weight in the arms whatsoever, so the shoulders can fully relax. Ears parallel to your shoulders, nose in line with the navel, so the head's not looking off in any strange directions. And then having a sense of the nape of the neck softening, lengthening. It has the effect of tilting the head, bringing the chin slightly towards the body, and ensuring that the uppermost part of the body is the crown of the head. So having established good posture, take a few deep breaths, just ridding the body of any stale air or toxins that have accumulated throughout the day. Oxygenating your blood. Bringing the sense of vitality to your being. So helping to establish yourselves in an upright posture, alert and attentive, awake and energized. And then just sitting for a few short moments, not doing anything in particular, not training the mind at this point. Just allowing the mind to arrive, to acclimate to the current situation. And whilst we're waiting for that to happen, we can just become aware of our environment. So any sights or sounds, smells or sensations, qualities of temperature, maybe having a sense of our emotional tone and our mental tone. These give us clues in how we might want to work within this period of meditation. And then just coming to a sense of full body awareness. Awareness of the body-mind experience, seated here, in the now, in this room. We're going to begin a period of awareness of the experience of breathing. So in some traditions, in some meditations, we're asked to focus solely upon the breath to the exclusion of all other phenomena. And this will give a degree of depth to your practice. But we also need a sense of breadth. And the breadth comes from being aware of our breath, but in its wider context. So in the context of full body awareness. So our full experience. So one could say we're experiencing the breath, but within its wider context of our total experience. So out of this broad sense of body awareness, as best as we're able to at this time, we begin to allow the breath to emerge as our principal focus. So we become aware of our breath as part of an overall experience of just being in this moment. So in the first of four stages, we'll ask that we bring our awareness primarily to the out-breath. So we can relax our awareness as we breathe in. But give our awareness more fully as we breathe out. So there's a sense of breadth and spaciousness and receptivity as we breathe in. And then as we breathe out, we narrow our focus slightly towards the out breath. So if the mind is particularly distracted and we can't sit with just the sensations of breathing, there are a couple of methods we can employ. We can try and talk ourselves into meditation. This is an everyday discursive thought. It's directed thought. And specifically, counting. So we can relax as we breathe in. We can focus on the breath as we breathe out. And to aid concentration, we can drop a silent count in at the end of the out-breath. So we breathe in. We're aware of breathing out. We count one. We breathe in. We focus on the out-breath. We count two. We do this over and over until we either become distracted or reach 10. And then we simply begin again at one. So almost inevitably we're going to become distracted. We may be distracted by thoughts or feelings, emotions, sensations, changes in temperature, visual or auditory stimulation. This is fine, it's quite natural. But when we recognise that we are distracted in any of its forms, we just acknowledge to ourselves that we are. And then kindly and gently just bring ourselves back to the room, in time, back to the body. And then when we're ready, allow the breath to emerge once more as the principal focus within its wider context of our entire experience. And then return to the practice, which at this time is awareness of the out-breath. So gently disengaging from the out-breath for a moment. Maybe taking the opportunity to just check your posture. Ensure you haven't slumped. Ensure the breath is clear and unobstructed. And then for the second stage, we become aware principally of the in-breath. And allow our attention to relax and broaden as we breathe out. So again, there's this dynamic movement between effort and receptivity, between focus and broad awareness. And again, if it helps, we can employ the counting method. So when we become aware that we're about to breathe in, we can drop a silent count. One. Principally focus our attention on this in-breath. And then relax as we breathe out. When we're aware we're about to breathe in once more, we count two. Place our attention on the in-breath, and then broaden our awareness as we breathe out. So even if we are using the counting method, at some point, that may become an obstruction. It may seem to pull us out of our experience rather than take us further into it. So there is an alternative method. It's a little more subtle. It takes us towards just the pure experience of our breath. We can use a technique called visualization. So we can visualize as we breathe in and breathe out. But as an aid to concentration, an aid to focus, you can imagine the in-breath being bright, vibrant, alive. And then as you breathe out, as we move into the more relaxed, open phase of the cycle of breath, that light can be a little more diffuse. So it's still present, but just a little more relaxed. Not quite so intense. So, in visualization, the intensity of the brightness could come to represent effort or awareness. Breathing in, my awareness is light and bright. As I breathe out, there's a sense of diffusion. There is no need to judge or label our experience of the breath. Our task is simply to notice with as much clarity and kindness as we can, moment by moment, as we give our attention primarily to the in-breath. So just letting go of that focus on the in-breath for a moment. Maybe just taking a moment to relax. Trying to force the pace of your meditation. Just allowing each stage to grow organically from the one before. This is the process of absorption. Each state built upon the one before. So in the third stage, we try to equalize our attention. So we give our awareness primarily to both the in and the out breath. But we're still trying to do this within the context of our wider experience. So although primarily our focus is on our breath, we're not doing it in isolation to the others we're meditating with or our other experience. Whatever that may be. So we're aware of the breath rolling in. We're aware as the breath rolls out. We can be aware of the turning points of the breath as it changes from an inhalation to an exhalation to an inhalation, but always in this wider context. So if we have been using counting, we drop it in this stage. But we can still use the slightly subtler method of visualization. We can visualize our attention as this bright awareness, but held within this wider context, represented by that more subtle and diffuse sense of light. So it's as if that light is primarily on the breath, but it doesn't exclude our wider experience, held by the more diffuse light. If we're able to work with just bare sensations, that is always the ideal. So if a method helps, that's fine. But once we've got some degree of efficacy in the practice, we just drop those methods and just work with bare experience. Because this is the gateway to insight. But it's not uncommon to lose a sense of the practice altogether. So when we do, you just let that be. It's okay. There's no need to berate yourself. Just simply begin again. That means using phrases, numbers, and so on, and use that. We're reasonably established in meditation. We can use the subtler methods of visualization. But when we're firmly grounded in our meditation, we just work with bare experience, as it is. Just using the breath as an anchor. So now we're going to begin to move into the final stage. So traditionally, this is a focus stage. We focus on one aspect of the experience of breathing. Usually, we're asked to focus on the point where we first experienced the breath entering the body. Often the tip of the nose, the upper lip, or the back of the throat. But it really doesn't matter. Any aspect of breathing will do just fine. For some, the rise and fall of the chest. For others, the rise and fall of the abdomen. For some, it might be the quality of the temperature of the breath. And for others, the subtle sensations of energy that arise from the act of breathing. But we just pick one aspect and still within this broad awareness of our entire experience as best we can at this time, we just rest our awareness on a singular aspect of the experience of breathing. Now we can begin to think in terms, bringing this period of meditation to a close. So we do this by very gently allowing our experience to expand out from the point of focus that we chose, until we arrive back in broad body awareness once more. In this broad, open, and receptive state, you can let go of the practice entirely and just sit for a few moments, just allowing the sense of the practice to be absorbed.